let us begin this service by singing 246. One and two. 246. O teach thou us to count our days and set our hearts our wisdom ways. Turn, Lord, to us in our distress. In pity now thy servants bless. Let mercy's dawn dispel our night, and all our day with joy be bright, and all our day with joy be bright. Number 246, 1 and 2. We first bury to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guilty that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within the gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd chapter, the last part. We commence at verse 47, Luke 22. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye this far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priest and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief, with swords and staffs. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled the fire in the midst of the hall and were sat down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, according another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, cock crew, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crew, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is in thy condescending mercy, in thy long suffering, and in thy loving kindness towards us, that we are privileged to come up in this morning of this Sabbath day to this house of worship. It could be so different, our life. It is a shadow, and there is only a step between us and death. One who was with us for so many years, he had experienced it, and for him it is eternity. Sitting upon his chair and so changing time with eternity. And so many other ones are no more in the land of living. And those who have learned to die before death came, it is for them an eternal gain. But if we are not comprehended in Christ, and if we never have learned to accept our fall, to accept our condemnation, and to believe in Christ Jesus, the way, the life, and the truth, what shall it be to open our eyes in that place where hope never enters and where it all is done forever and forever? And we are still in the day of grace, and in the day of salvation, and the privilege to come under the eternal word which can make us wise unto salvation, where we are living in the days of falling off from the truth, and more there is revealed an hardening of heart, that even death and eternity means nothing to them, and that they live their own way, but all in enmity against the Lord. And by nature we are all the same, there is no difference in regard to the imputation of the sin of Adam. We are all guilty, and we are all corrupted, and there is not one that is seeking after the Lord. But that now in this Sabbath day and in this morning hour, that the wonders of that free and sovereign grace, that they be revealed in our midst, in our hearts, in the gathering of thy people over the length and over the breadth of the earth, among the heathens, among that Jewish nation. Lord, that thy kingdom come, and that thy work be established and confirmed to the honor of thy precious name and to the salvation of many sins. Have mercy with us and without children and grandchildren as travelers to eternity. O Lord, leave us not over to ourselves and the foolishness of our heart, but that we may learn to cry for mercy where it is yet the day of grace and the word of salvation is still coming to us. Make us sinners and keep us sinners, and make us beggars at thy throne for that grace what is necessary to live in comfort and to die in peace. Be with the surprising God for thy children in this Sabbath day. They cannot help themselves. They find it out more and more in their life. But, O Lord, visit them in thy love and in thy favor, and that thy word in this Sabbath day be in power of thee unto salvation, and a lamp for our feet and a light upon our path, and that Christ be glorified as that only name that is given under heaven whereby that we must be saved. Remember all those that cannot gather with us, those who are laying in the hospitals, some for weeks already, and other ones for days. We commend them all at thy throne. Look upon them in mercy, that boy, that child, that father, and that sister. Thou knowest all the needs and all the wants. Strengthen also the families and the relatives, and that all those ways be sanctified to their hearts and to our hearts too, because we need it all the same. That family, what is mourning about that friend who was for years with him, that also that blow be sanctified to their hearts, and that it may please thee to learn us to number our days, that we apply our hearts unto wisdom. All those who are in the service of the country and in the battlefield and running out of our midst, who have to leave this week, we commend them all at thy throne, all that the eyes were open over them in mercy and in compassion. Remember all the widows and orphans and widowers in our midst and outside of us. Strengthen them and remember them in their lonesome life. Be with all thy servants over the length and over the breadth of the earth and also in our denomination. We commend them also at thy throne. That old servant to hope in this morning to preach again, Lord, strengthen him, make him not be ashamed. Another one who is taken up in the hospital, remember him also in his distress. And that other brother with whom we talked yesterday from his bed, where he thought last week that it was the last day of his life, but still nog with his wife and children. Strengthen him and remember him, and give him soon the desire of his heart, where he is looking forward. Look upon each and every one, also us, in preaching and catechizing with all those other offers bearers amongst us. Lord, help us in this Sabbath day. Thy hand has spared us and upholded us. Also in that little accident yesterday, made it further well and give what we stand in need of. Lord, that we were looking for nothing else than for the honor of the Lord and for the welfare of Zion. And that we with all thy children may receive something of the suffering of Christ, the power and the sweetness and the fruit out of it, and that to the honor of thy precious and holy name, those families who are blessed with a baby, give also them an heart to acknowledge them thee, made it further well with the mothers and the children, and be with all of us, also that mother who is with us in this morning, with her husband and children, for so long a time it was not so, but they are still here with us. Oh, strengthen and sustain, bodily and spiritually, and bind them together to thy word and testimony, and that all those trials were to the eternal salvation with the pardoning of all our sins. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 414. Your offering will now be taken for the church and for the school. 414. O Lord, how swiftly grows the number of my foes, who wantonly oppress me. Yea, multiplied are they that rise to my dismay, and day by day distress me. Number 414.
Thank you.
My text for this morning is in the Gospel of Mark, the 14th chapter, verse 46. And they laid hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Are ye come out as against a thief, with swords and with staffs to take me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and ye took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. Thus far. Beloved congregation, last Sunday evening we talked to you about that Christ was betrayed by Judas with a kiss. And we call that a treacherous friendship. It was for Christ an awful experience that one of the 12 that they have to betray him. It was also a drop in the cup of the suffering of Christ. But that was also what we have to consider now further this morning. It was also a wrong friendship that was shown by Peter, one of the dearest disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they lay hands on him and took him. That had taken place after that Judas had kissed the Lord Jesus Christ. At that time, his conscience was totally closed. That is, of course, that was not for always, and that is with everybody who shall die unconverted. There is a time that a conscience is opened again, but of course then it is to condemn us forever, and it shall be a worm that never shall die. And of course, now all those soldiers, they were allowed to lay their hands on Christ and to take him. It was the hour of darkness, and it was the time that the scriptures must be fulfilled, that Christ would be led as a lamb to the slaughter, and that he would not open his mouth. They laid their hands on him and took him. And then one of them that stood by, 'tis here not mentioned who it was, but with another evangelist, then we know that it was Peter. Here it said in this text that he draw a sword and smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Another evangelist said that Peter first asked, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? In Luke 22, then the Lord Jesus, he had commanded his disciples to sell everything and to buy a sword. And of course, Peter, and maybe the other ones, they have not to do that. Peter, he said, Lord, we have two swords here. It was a custom there in the eastern countries that they all have a sword with them. All. Because the dangers on the road in regard to robbers and murders, that was in that time also bad, that it was necessary to defend himself if there happens something, that they have a sword with them. And when Christ had said to his disciples that they have to buy a sword, then of course they have no idea at all what the meaning was of the words of Christ. Converted people. No doubt about that, no. No doubt about it. But no idea about the meaning of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, God's people, that is more an ignorant people. Different as in our days, so many wise people. They know everything. But if you belong to God's people, then you don't know. Or unless when the Holy Spirit teaches and instructs you. Because that Peter and those other disciples, they have really thought that they have to defend and to protect the Lord Jesus Christ. En wat Peter was doing, that was nothing else for his understanding than what he had promised. The love to Christ was great in the heart of the disciples. And I say nothing too much this morning when I say to you that Christ in the heart of that people had the highest place. And that they would do everything what was possible to defend and to protect the Lord Jesus Christ. They have promised, though, I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. And likewise, also said all the disciples. Thus, They have all the same love to that Christ in their heart. And of course, there was not something else involved. You know what? In the Garden of Gethsemane, there they were sleeping. Time and again. And now when Christ was there taken by that band of soldiers, they thought, we shall now not sleep now. We shall open our eyes and we shall take care for our dearest friend and for our dearest master. But of course, the love that was fervent, and it was with their whole heart that they loved the Lord Jesus Christ. But now that Peter, he did not wait till that the Lord gave permission to use his sword. No, that Peter that was had such a temper, he was not a crazy one, a lazy one. No, that man that was full of fire. And before that Christ imagined, humanly speaking, then he had already cut off the ear of Moses. Was it his idea to cut off his ear? No. It was not his idea to cut off his ear, but it was his idea to cut off his head. And if Christ had not stopped him, then you can realize many people was killed there. Many. Peter was nog een young man, of course. He was not an old one. No. A young one. And full of fire. And it was also in his heart. As that it was with David in Psalm 139. Shall I not hate thee? And Christ, he knew the scriptures. All of them. There was not one part of the scriptures that was concealed and hidden for him. Also an example for us to humble our hearts, people. There is so much in the Bible, in the Word of God, that is for us unknown. What do we know about the Scriptures? Oh, let us but be honest. Some few things. And every time we have but to say, oh Lord, what an ignorant man I am. And not only that, but also what little interest that I have in my life. The Lord, he said, examine, search the scriptures, because you have eternal life in it. But now Christ, he know all the scriptures, that it must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. It seems, congregation, that there in the Garden of Gethsemane, after that they have laid hands upon Christ, and that they took him, that he also would start with his disciples. Because those disciples, they have, you can realize, they have done everything what they could to protect the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will not be ashamed that they belong to him. No. They were standing at his side. But of course, when they were trying to lay their hands on them, then it came out, people, that they were not ready to die. They were not ready to suffer and to die. And then they all fled. And there was also a boy there that had also followed Christ. There are several ideas about that boy, who it was. Some they think that it was Mark, and that in the house of his father, the Lord Jesus had to pass over. And that after all that he had heard, he was already embedded. That seems so. But that he took only a linen cloth up over his body, and that he also followed the Lord Jesus to look what would happen with him. But that boy that could also not stay with the Lord Jesus, even as one of the disciples. And the enemies, they were so close to that boy that they took that linen cloth of, let us say, his pyjama that he had over his naked body. And then he fled. They did not kill him, but that boy that fled. A clear proof in the first place that Christ, in accordance to Isaiah 63 verse 5, he must tread the winepress only. And not one of the nations was written. And another clear proof is that when it comes in regard to the suffering of Christ and to the paying of our guilt and sin, that we cannot stand, and that even our confession, that we lose it in that hour, because the boy naked he goes back, and there Christ, he was standing alone there, alone. But now in all the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, it comes out, people, that his divine nature undergirded his human nature. And that the divine nature gave him also the strength and the power to stand and not to fly away. For Christ, again, it was a deep way. Because 3 days before that, when Christ entered into Jerusalem, then that people that was crying there, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel. And now there was not one that took his side. Not one. Thus you can see that by nature that we have nothing else than a superficial love. Superficial.
And that it is in a little while all changed in enmity, if it is not of the right kind. And even the disciples and faithless friendship that they show to Christ, and their boys and thoughtless friendship. Because we have now to realize what is necessary to suffer and to die with Christ. We never shall do it and can do it in our own strength and in our own power. But it is only by the strength that the Lord gives his dear children. And then with the Lord we can jump over a wall. And we can go through an army and a navy. If the Lord is on our side, and if it is necessary for the name and for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ to suffer and to die. Christ showed his love. Christ showed there his love and kindness also to his disciples. He say not one word, not one word. He did not say to them, I am so disappointed in you. I have such a doubt that I could lean upon you. And now you are all leaving me. And you are all forsaking me. Not a one word. And even towards his enemies. The Lord Jesus, he was never rough in his speaking to them and talking to them. No. And it came out also here in this morning that he was bearing the iniquity of his people. That he did with all the love of his heart. And that he had done it obedient to his Father. But also in his mind and before him, the deliverance of his people from the wrath to come. And the reconciliation of all that people with and triune God. Therefore, congregation, the suffering of Christ, it is of such an eternal value for God's people, and it gave also an opening that for the greatest of sinners, that there is forgiveness, freedom and liberty, but only to Christ. We sing about that now out of 117, O Lord, my God, overwhelmed in deep affliction, far from thy rest to thee, I lift my soul. Deep calls to deepest storms of trouble thunder, while over my head the waves and billows roll. 117:2-3. And now in this history of the suffering of Christ, we see his readiness to fulfill the counsel of God till the end. We see his almighty power. We see also his meekness, his love and kindness, as that he had shown that towards his disciples, but also to that Malchus. And there is something else to learn for us in this moment, that Christ will be served, but in his own way. Not against his will. What Peter had done, that was wrong. It was a zeal without knowledge. And he would tell us the Lord Jesus Christ, but in the same time breaking the counsel of God, who required all that suffering that came upon him. And now Christ, he also loved and sought and his sweet soul, but not in hasty and reckless soul. No. You read in 1 Peter 3 about a meek and a quiet spirit, that it is precious in the sight of the Lord. And that was with Christ in all his suffering. And Christ had always warned his church and his disciples not to take revenge, but to let it go. When Christ came soon for Caiaphas, and later on for Pilate, and then also for Herod, they have done everything to make him talk, but he did not open his mouth. And we see that with Peter, all that we can do by nature, that is to corrupt everything. That is all that it is. We can trouble the thing, but not restore and not make it well. No. And there are two things for God's people in their life so necessary in following the Lord Jesus Christ. The sharp weapon that Christ used in his life, that was prayer. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, he had said also to his disciples, walk and pray that you come not into temptation. Never fighting for ourselves, people. No. But follow the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that the time is coming that the Lord shall all things out and bring it to right, everything. And then, of course, in heaven, that are the holy angels, and they are sent out to serve God's elect people. Christ, he could also call those angels, but he had not done it. No. Afterwards, when he was risen up from the dead, then there were angels present. When he ascended into heaven, then you see there also angels, but not here in this case. It was only in the Garden of Gethsemane, an angel that strengthened him, not with a sword, but that angel that strengthened him there, that was only to refer Christ to what the Father had promised him in the Council of Peace. And we have also to think that the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, that attests to the only comfort of those who were bound by the devil and by sin, and to deliver them now. And then another thing, Christ he has said in John 18, shall I not drink the cup that the Father has placed upon my hand? Shall I not drink? And now that cup that Christ had to empty, that was full of the wrath of God and of the sins of his people, for God's children, there is now something in of a chastisement, but it is all out of love. And also in this respect, they have to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, not coming against it, but submissive under all the ways that the Lord opened for us. Because at the end, and we shall see that it was to our eternal welfare. And that example of Christ in regard to Malchus, we have also to learn something out of that. We must always be ready not to discourage, but to help our enemies, to pray for them, to bless them, and to know that also in this respect that we have to follow the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our nation, that is the same as a Peter, to kill all our enemies. And more than that, sometimes we are so rebellious against the ways of the Lord that he held with us people, that he will take the Lord out of heaven. And that he rules our life, that we take it in our own, over in our own hands. But now learn of me that I am meek and lowly of heart, and then you shall find rest for your soul. But the main thing, young and old, great and small, that is, whether that the suffering of Christ has some profit for our soul, people. Did we ever realize in what an abyss that we have brought ourselves? Because it were our sins that Christ had to come in the world to suffer and to die. And all that came upon him, that must come upon us. But can we come to the conclusion how little that we know what sin is? How little that we know what the result is of sin? How little that we know in our life what really sin brought in this world and brought upon us. And there are other things, people, and that is for you and me, that we have now a real tear in our eyes over our sin. They talk so much about Christ in our days. Oh, yeah. So many people, their mouth is filled with it. But how few do understand the meaning of Christ and his coming into the world. And young and old, great and small, if we never become a lost sinner before the Lord, and that the burden of our sins are become unbearable and unbearable for us. Christ shall never have shall be for our soul. Oh, therefore David, he said, open my eyes, that I behold the wondrous things of the Lord. We need wisdom and we need understanding. And it is so necessary for each and every one, young and old, to be instructed in the ways of the Lord. And that now also this part of the suffering of Christ in this moment, young and old, that it has come to us. That it has come personally to us. And that we become now the men before the Lord. And then there is hope. Then there is hope for us. But as long as it is in our minds and it is not in our hearts, then the suffering of Christ has no value for our soul. And that is now not only for a man that lives as that he is born, but that is even for God's people. It is so necessary, young and old, if we have grace, that the necessity of Christ and the secretiveness of Christ, and the secretiveness of Christ, shall be revealed unto us. Oh, that the Lord may exercise his people in that in the knowledge of sin, but also in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we may learn for our own hearts that we fall outside of it. All the disciples fled. There was not a one that stayed, but Christ is there. And he had emptied the cup of God's wrath to fill now for God's people that cup full of his mercy and to set that cup of deliverance upon their hands. Oh, that be the comfort for God's children amongst us, also in this moment. And that we may learn by the grace of the Lord more and more one with Christ and with his sufferings. to be comprehended in it, and then the eternal process of that suffering that shall also be output here at the beginning and soon. When we shall drink that Christ out of the brook, in Psalm 110, but then to lift up our heads in that heavenly Jerusalem above all strife and above all sin. Amen. Lord, that the teaching out of thy word and the instruction in this morning hour be blessed and be sanctified to our hearts. Lord, that for the first time in our life, that we may see the greatness of our sin, and that Christ in the greatness of his suffering and vicarious word be revealed and applied to our hearts to receive that comfort in life and in death. Remember us further in this Saturday with all those that were with us, also some who were not for weeks with us, and some after sickness. Oh Lord, give them all an heart to acknowledge thee. Bring us back in this afternoon and evening under thy word and testimony. Oh Lord, give them desire. Make us hungry and thirsty after thee and after the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, and forgive all our sins. For Christ's sake only. Amen. 73. The Lord Almighty is my light. He is my Savior ever near. Number 73.
It was the reason my plan next Sunday to be in the West, but yesterday evening I hear about Reverend Van Vlieten that he would try to preach in his morning. Otherwise, I had promised to be there next Sunday morning. Thus, I hope that I can stay here. I have to be there well the Friday this week, 3 days, and to merit some copies there, but I hope Saturday to come home, the Lord willing. Reverend Verhoef is in the hospital on account of diabetes. And Reverend Romain, I talked with him too. He is close, as it seems, to the end. Friday they thought already that it was the end of his life, but yesterday he came a little up. I talked now with him, but he said he is longing to be delivered out of his world and out of his strife. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost is with you all.